We want to make a brief stop now in the Midwest, the heartland, Minnesota, the place where all women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and their conservatives are above average. I mean, first we had Pawlenty, Tim Pawlenty, then Michelle Bachmann, not so much Prairie Home, but presidential. We're 2 years out from the next presidential election. This is when potential candidates start exploring and pundits work themselves into a frenzy. Joining us now is the probably not frenzied Tom Scheck of Minnesota Public Radio. Generally pretty calm, cool, and collected. Right, Tom?
Right, that's right.
All right.
The Scheckster. The Scheckster.
Okay, so before we talk about Pawlenty and Bachmann, we need to just touch on exactly how the whole presidential campaign works. It's not quite as simple as, you know, find out if you want to run, announce your campaign, and then start a tour, right? I mean,
yeah, that's right. I mean, right now where everyone's kind of saying, well, we're exploring, we're going to run for president. I mean, there's realistically, there's nothing left to explore here. I mean, the folks who are pretty much out there who are going to Iowa in March and February and January, or New Hampshire for that matter, aren't going there because they want to get a suntan. I mean, they're going there because they're interested in running for president and challenging Barack Obama, and that's what they're doing. When they say that they're going to form an exploratory committee, or they say they're going to, you know, run for president, what that does is it triggers federal law and federal election law. So then they have to start meeting campaign thresholds in terms of contributions. Right now, they can kind of do these things where they can collect money. They can do this privately without meeting those campaign finance laws. But as soon as they say they're exploring a bid for president, then those campaign finance laws kick in, and people can only give $4,200 or whatever the number is, and then they have to hit those numbers.
Although, Tom Scheck of Minnesota Public Radio, there's also the media part of it, to where the longer that you
right.
keep people waiting for that announcement, the more likely they are to keep covering you.
Well, that's right. Michelle Bachmann made that perfectly clear yesterday, because she didn't even announce she was going to form this committee. What she did was she said, I'm getting closer to doing it. And she said that last night on Fox News. So then everyone kind of got into a frenzy. They covered it. When she forms the committee, they'll cover it again. Then she'll have her official announcement, and they'll cover that again. And sometimes what these candidates do is whenever they need a bounce, they do one of these things where they announce this kind of thing, and then the media kind of gloms onto it and starts covering.
Scheckmeister, it seems to me that we got two schools of politics here in Minnesota represented by Bachmann and Pawlenty. Bachmann is sort of from, it seems to me, the straight shooting, I say whatever I want, kind of Jesse Ventura school a little bit. And Tim Pawlenty is more the calm, cool, and collected, I'm just the guy next door with a two-car garage, I'm a really nice guy. That's the Tim Pawlenty school.
Yeah, Tim Pawlenty is really kind of the little engine that could when it comes to, you know, running for president. And he was on the short list for vice president for John McCain. And he tries to do everything by the book. He writes a book. He goes and tries to meet with officials in New Hampshire and Iowa, tries to court them. Michelle Bachmann is kind of this almost flamethrower of a speaker, and she goes out there and she speaks to homeschoolers, and people just love her. So Pawlenty's kind of going after the folks who are more the folks who kind of make the decisions, the consultants, the traditional business conservatives, where Michelle Bachmann almost goes after that Sarah Palin crowd, the Tea Party conservatives, and she's not afraid to call herself a Tea Party constitutional conservative. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out with polling, how it plays out with trying to build support, grassroots support, especially in Iowa. Who wins out here?
All right, but we're speaking with Tom Scheck, reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, about both Michelle Bachmann and Tim Pawlenty, possible presidential candidates in 2012. But here's the rub, Tom. When you're talking about polling, Michelle Bachmann does quite well among very conservative GOP voters. But when you get her into the broader voting audience, which is who she has to appeal to as a presidential candidate, she doesn't do all that well. On the other side, Tim Pawlenty doesn't excite those Tea Party voters. They call him boring, but he's more likely to not offend the middle of the road, or perhaps Democratic crossovers.
Yeah, that's right. And what is going on here is campaign consultants look at Pawlenty and they say, boy, he doesn't have the issues that Mitt Romney has when it comes to his Massachusetts health care law that a lot of Republicans don't like. He doesn't have a lot of the baggage on the national scene. So he could be potentially a candidate who middle-of-the-road voters in Minnesota, Iowa attract to. Now, Michelle Bachmann, though, what she does is she just excites the base in a way that you've never seen. I mean, you go and watch her speak to groups, and you watch watch them, and you know, they nod when she talks, and they really get into it. And that's kind of the interesting thing right now with the Republican Party, is because they're trying to see, do they go with their heart with someone like Michelle Bachmann, or do they go with their head with someone like Tim Pawlenty? And it's this perfect example of how they're trying to settle this out moving forward, and what candidate do they want to see run against Barack Obama.
It's the exact same calculation that John McCain had to make. He considered Pawlenty as his running mate and chose Palin. They're making the same calculation. It's sort of like Palin light in Michelle Bachmann versus good old Pawlenty.
Yeah, again, it's that little engine that could thing where Tim Pawlenty just kind of puts those pieces in place, and he thinks, okay, this is the way that you run for president. But what could happen is that a strong, dynamic female candidate could come in here, and Michelle Bachmann, and Sarah Palin obviously was the vice presidential nominee under John McCain, could do the same thing here to Tim Pawlenty again, which is she could come into Iowa. She is from Iowa. I should note that. And she could come in there, barnstorm the state, excite a lot of conservatives, and at that time, you know, a lot of those folks who go to the caucuses, those rank and file, could say, boy, I really like her. I think she's the candidate.
Although, Tim Scheck, Bachmann's own chief of staff, Ron Kerry, says he plans to vote for Pawlenty. And remember that when Sarah Palin was chosen, that was before anyone really knew anything about her. At this point, everybody knows everything about Michelle Bachmann. What she's going to say that's going to offend people has very likely already been said.
Yeah, that's right. And she does excite the base on both sides, and that should be noted, because it's Democrats in Minnesota probably dislike Michelle Bachmann more than they like Tim Pawlenty.
Tim Scheck, reporter for Minnesota Public
Tom
Radio.
Tom Scheck. Tommy.
Tom Scheck, reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.